quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. All right, you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM, or the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Kutsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and happy belated Pride! Yay! Pride as in the spirit, of course, not necessarily as in the organization and the events. If you've listened to the show before, you probably are aware that we're not exactly the biggest supporters of Pride events. We have a lot of, like, feelings about them. But I feel like it's always important to say happy Pride to queer people during the month of August, because there's, like, a historical actual reason as to why people in Vancouver celebrate Pride during this time. You can look that up and learn more, or you can listen back to several years ago's episodes of Typically Tuesdays where we did discuss that. But yeah, happy Pride is in the spirit. Alternatively, happy shame. Just as valid, even probably even more so valid, given the state of the world right now and how Pride, as in the organizations and events, are situated in that. On today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, we're actually just going to do music. The reason why is because you may know that I was trying to get a Pride special project off the ground, asking Typically Tuesdays listeners about how they're standing in solidarity with other oppressed communities and whatnot. Unfortunately, I got no responses to that form, which kind of sucks, but I do also want to extend deep heartfelt gratitude to people who did share the form around and did show support. I was actually witness to that, and it is really greatly appreciated. I'm so grateful for that, and to see all this, like, wonderful support for Typically Tuesdays, because listeners believed in that project and they believe in the show. It really, really means a lot, and that is wonderful already in itself. So thank you again so much for anybody who shared the form and did share the project and continues to share the goodness of the show. I love you. It was so funny because, you know, the form was specifically for 2SLGBTQ plus people, and the people who shared it were sharing it because they're not 2SLGBTQ plus, and so it made me think, like, actually, in fact, to my surprise, perhaps Typically Tuesdays is more popular with the cishet allosexuals than I had originally imagined, despite my disparaging comments towards your communities. Thank you for your support. Who said allyship is dead? Right? Allyship. Heck yeah. On this Pride special episode. So we're actually just going to do a music show instead. This playlist just features 2SLGBTQ plus musicians. people who are making really good music, who I'm really enjoying right now, and I really do think you should, like, check them out. It spans, like, a bunch of different, like, sounds and genre. Let's take the spirit of Pride with us. forward throughout every single day of the year. So yeah, let's get started. This is the newest release from Umbigazi. You know I love them. This is ZB. Enjoy.
So
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Tasha with Michigan. New music from Tasha is going to come out in September. I'm so excited. I really love her stuff. Before that, you heard Queen of Jeans off of their latest record, All Again. That was Neighbors. Hope you enjoyed those two tracks on this queer music special of Typically Tuesdays, just right after Vancouver Pride. We don't necessarily celebrate the events of Vancouver Pride on this program, but we do appreciate the spirit of resistance, which Pride events are not necessarily very good at platforming and highlighting these days. It's okay. We're not going to think about that too much because I'm burnt out. Alternatively, you know, happy Vancouver shame. If you don't know what that's about, go look it up. And actually, here's some music from somebody who played Vancouver Shame Fest last weekend. Check it out. Here is Special Interest with Cherry Blue Intention. Ultramar and Amaterasu. With Cherry Cherry. It seems like songs about cherries are of a very specific persuasion. I don't know. It's banging. Hope you enjoyed that here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie, and it's Music Monday today here on the program. Lots of it. 2S LGBTQ plus musicians on the playlist today. You know, I had originally planned for something else on the show that didn't bode out, and then I had already had a backup plan ready, and unfortunately that is not boding out as well either, because I've been extremely burnt out from work and I can't think anymore. I'm literally just eating an apple while dancing, and it is 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. So, the music, you know? Hope you're enjoying the music. We're gonna go in with some more tunes after this very important announcement.
This is Bird Note. Birds were one of the earliest subjects for human artists. A cave painting in France, over 30,000 years old, shows the unmistakable outline of an owl. It has a large head with ear tufts that appears to be turned all the way around on the bird's body, showcasing the range of motion an owl's neck has. Maybe the artist was inspired by these surprising abilities of birds, much like we are at Bird Note, tens of thousands of years later. Cave drawings of birds typically showed perching or flightless birds, maybe because people could get a better look at their shapes compared to birds in the sky. Ancient Egypt was the first place where flying birds appeared consistently in artwork. Paintings on Egyptian palaces and tombs feature birds with intricately detailed flight feathers, colors, and postures, allowing researchers to identify the species thousands of years later. Clearly, these artists knew their birds. Bird artwork has helped people reflect on the wonders of the natural world for a long, long time. It can also let us reconnect with people from long ago through our shared fascination with bird life. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
There's a girl on my screen, but she wore out. Who speaks really just revolving background from the corner to a slimy black eyelid in tears.